Would that be right? The curtains are still halfway open up in Chad's bedroom. I then stop rubbing my pussy mound and relax my hands on the side. I could almost hear the disappointment in his sigh as he had expected me to masturbate. But I didn't want to give him the satisfaction, not just yet. I doze off for a while, and he is still watching me, even though I can't see him or what he is doing. It is only obvious that he is looking at my nude, oiled-up body, and stroking his young, hard cock. I take pleasure in knowing that I am the object of his masturbation material. I turn over, after about 45 minutes, and expose my ass. I fall asleep for another 45 minutes, and then I get up and go into my house. That is phase one of my plan. Next up is phase two. I know for a fact that Chad is home alone now. Both his parents are at work and he is lazily passing the days until he starts college in the fall. I call him next door knowing that he is alone. He answers the phone. "Hello," he says. "Hi, this is Chelsea next door. Is this Rob?" I ask. Rob is his dad's name. I want him to think that I mistaken him for being older than he really was. "No, this is Chad, his son," he replies to me. "Oh, I'm sorry, Chad. You sound so grown up. I thought you were your father." I feed him the line and he takes it. "Well, thank you. Did you need some help or something?" he says. "Well, I have these bowls at the top of my shelf in my kitchen that I need help getting down. I seem to have misplaced my stepladder, and I need a tall, strong man to get the bowls down for me." I then pause and feed him the next bait line. "I suppose I can wait until your father gets home and call him then. I'm sorry to bother you, Chad." "Oh, you're no bother, Miss Walker," he says. "Please, call me Chelsea. We're neighbors after all," I tell him. "Well, maybe I can come over and help you get down those bowls. I am just as tall and strong as my dad is," Chad informs me proudly. "Well, if you think you can handle the job, sure, why not? Come on over now," I say to him. We hang up, and moments later, he is at my door. I open it and let him in. He is wearing a pair of shorts with no shirt on. It was warm outside, and most of the guys in our neighborhood go shirtless. I could tell he had been working out lately because his chest was beginning to look chiseled, and he had six-pack abs. Took all my self-control not to reach out and feel his pecs. I also noticed that he didn't have much hair on his chest at all, showing how young he still was. I led him to the kitchen and show him what cabinet and the high shelf.